Holding patterns. Perfect this speech and then begin another. Infant amortized by loss of bower until the mortgage agent advances cash against creeping senility of otter or orangutan. Playing chicken with attendants used to running the game ragged. Those whose echoes upstage act, even when no audience engages in reception showmanship. Centurions hasty to administer the genre penalty, rooting out conundrums with banal realism. Chance infused with the paradigm of actual boredom so as to show critics art resembling their expectorations. Antigone was a beached heiress intent on returning Gilligan to his life of suburban haplessness till the speech coach knocked off her tongue, which was never mother, and syllables entered stage below like steam from Chilean baths, assumptions chilled as a corps of marines building bridges over crossed rivers. Too much thought stifles paralysis, don't you think, enabling mental blocks to walk planks? I heard the splash, never associating it with fundaments of faith, the aegis that sounds like Jesus, forbidden conclusiveness in the name of a better or more bitter ending for his reader's response. Drugstore cushions absorb more shock than that. Headphones lifted by athletes contain less music than foreplay of static, sound becoming something more or less like guilty silence. Redeem your pawns at the door, for all exchange is not inheritance. These angled communiques borne out in bottles hijinked by ships that carry human cargo until carcasses recall Carcassonne and history returns as a mare running ovals, straight-laced executives turning holidays into hectares of dubious proclivity, not knowing one agenda to triumph when waterfalls vanish in valleys where the air is admonishment. The critic turns to see an underwater shot of a lovesick whale enamored of the cameraman, theorizing the sight to include ice and phobic flukes. Where there are differences between the poetic and poetics, we should linger, as at any baby shower timed to precede the actual infant. At that interstice, everything resists categories and so instigates confusions that enlighten or diminish us like soul music composed by Jews or stolen from bars by Jerry Lee Lewis, that younger Mozart. But there's no such thing as mediocrity within an art or artifice of notes expelled from bodies and formed in that exact moment of attention, or is it tension, where listener converts to that tubist the soul loves to hide under balconies of ironic seriousness, when we all know irony should be frivolous so as to get a better sense of serious truths, like potholes the city can't afford to fix. He said he had a false and a true self, was repeatedly betrayed by the false. But who's to say that that too was not his guide, Virgil deprived of his map, Dante worried the highways pointed invariably hellward, as Beatrice withered on her heavenly vine, silently incapable of the speech found in flawed words and stubborn sounds. This, our philosopher, is time's pure affection, refraction, sunset unobstructed by container ship or dance pavilion. This friction uncalled that fractures intellect and then displaces memory with foreknowledge, though the images, it would seem, are quite the same. Scan refusal for clues of recompense, language earned at the cost of crossing snowboarders to tropical vindications of dispersal. Flights delayed are most reasonable, as transformations more difficult than accrual of frequent flyer miles, or swizzle sticks stirred over three continents this year. Altitude inspires abstraction, even the wanderlust that propels us to the baggage carousels of a dubious faith in cycles. Dereliction frightens those who await the end as epiphany, as if the middle did not also contain clarity, sublimity of fallen souffle, not the worse for its brush with airlessness. Snorkelers encounter dimensions as habitat, while those habituated to disjunction cannot edit their clips into documentaries, and music cannot be accommodated to surface chaos, the how-tos becoming how-zits. Ozark or Prozac, I wondered, the one a lake district, the other a lack distractor. Fragrant dereliction at the prompt to download sudden words, presumed hostilities not what they were before the underground spawned back channels, and the computer literate armed themselves against sensors, brandishing Microsoft words like flames. I reframe my message to reach the list, oh, my last best server, and kvetch with the best of them amid graphics guaranteed to anchor you to product quality. Fortune 500 is another list, and so are the items I include for you. Order's not the problem, situations are, and our attempts to decipher cadences such as these, alluvial memoirs to gather silence in. Last call for inns at the border. Whose we don't know, though suspicion has it it's the Balkan metaphor again, and the children who are not ours, and the place that is not our own, become dispensable in the scheme we've constructed to insulate ourselves from threats that seem to come to us alone. So good merely to think through early morning, birds and helicopters the music of this hour. A rustling above me as hope catches like a gear that isn't yet stripped, nor bitterness invoked by slights conceived not as goads, but as wounds to the body politic, democratic institutions above all prone to gridlock, not hemlock, like the pages of a French notebook that organizes letters as numbers, graphemes lost as found in this farcical outpost of the perfect tongue armed against invasion and experiment. Archaism is the possible infusion of ice in a Mai Tai, anchoring the tourist to her function as thief of the inappropriate. Ironic that communities can be constructed out of the expression that records their dissolution. And what holds is the vocabulary that resists enclosure even as it confines self-image to the necessary paralysis of self-regard. Critics just have to ferret out the weak sisters. No wonder poets would cast us out of their caves, avenge Plato's telling act of showing poetry's failures in landmark decisions of the canon court. Random recalcitrance, clairvoyant voyeurism, double seeing that transports foresight into pornographic reverie, the inevitable duplicity of nouns. In poetry you choose the best words, she remarks, then shave them down to size, seize objects in a mantis's mouth, self-devouring organism set to destruct its art at the millennium, more advertising pitch than actual precedent for the confessional act of remembrance as disclosure. Learn even to bless your losses as you leave them outside of context, DMZ of soul's experience, the healing power of a fractured sentence or high sentence, salted paradigms less reverent for their self-dispersal. Our business is to relay possibility, catch the anchor at a truck stop, postpone pancakes until the mission's set, based on chance but within the rules we've applied for a clearance to reframe, Buddhist detachment couched in a more passionate embrace of steel and sediment, drive to a moral center, shopping mall near here, to pick up loaves of bread and fishes. Denude them of symbol, images arthritic ache posing as flux, insomniac god of insurance and the smiling agent who makes a business of your anxieties. Engineer a muse for this convection, inessential and yet whole, the unknowing cloud glimpsed from a plain window, as this holding pattern makes another circle of its incompletion.
Mm-hmm.